This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A federal court in Canada has approved the settlement for a class action lawsuit over Indian Day schools. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
The Indian Day schools were different from the residential schools in that children could go home at the end of the day. But the similarities between the two were more striking. Many were physically, emotionally, and sexually abused at the day schools. But those who went to day schools were not included in the settlement for residential schools. Legal action to address their grievances began in 2016, and according to court documents, there were about 140,000 survivors still alive across Canada. The class action was filed on behalf of former students and families of students. One of them is Claudette Commanda.
Canadians out there, don't look at me as a 62-year-old woman, but look at me as that 6-year-old child that endured day school. And I, as a mother and as a grandmother, I want that justice served. We need healing.
Thousands of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit children may qualify for compensation, ranging from $10,000 to $200,000, based on the abuse they suffered while attending the day schools. There will also be a $200 million legacy fund set up for wellness and healing. But not everyone supported the settlement, some calling it flawed and not good enough, others saying it's about settling claims quickly and not about reconciliation. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Advocacy and environmental groups are calling for the protection of the Amazon as fires burn in Brazil. Indigenous people say their rights and way of life are being threatened, accusing the government of encouraging destruction of their homelands. In a joint statement, the Indigenous Environmental Network and the Rainforest Action Network are calling for land protection and to uphold the rights of Indigenous people. Prosecutors in Brazil have reportedly opened an investigation into the fires. As the Crow Nation in Montana steps into its new year following its tribal fair, Miss Crow Nation says goodbye to her throne. Olivia Reingold reports.
That cannon means Anna Bad Bear is officially late. She's Miss Crow Nation and is getting ready for her last day of riding in the parade.
I don't want it to end.
And now she's running late for the day she says she's been dreaming about since she was a kid.
Hurry up, you're going to be late.
That's Bad Bear's mom, Melody Reed.
Where's your fan in here?
We're just gonna go. It already started.
By riding in the parade as Miss Crow Nation, Bad Bear is partaking in a long-held Crow tradition that predates the first ever Crow Fair in 1904. Former Crow chairman Darren Old Coyote says the tradition of choosing a virtuous woman goes back to a time when the tribe was nomadic. The leader would choose a virgin who was supposed to help the tribe find pure food and water at the next camp. Some of those pressures remain. Old Coyote says Miss Crow Nation has to be a single, sober virgin with a high school degree who speaks Absalika, the Crow language. After about an hour of parading, Bad Bear rides back to the campground. Her mom comes over to help her with her sash and crown. And she says between her daughter's dresses and flights to travel the powwow circuit, this past year has cost her over $20,000. So what made it worth it when she says she lives paycheck to paycheck?
Her. It's what she wants, and I think it was a part of that was for me to push her to be the best that she could be so she doesn't, you know, wander off.
Reed knows her daughter faced pressures to drink and experiment with drugs throughout high school, but Bad Bear says growing up she always wanted to be like the girls who were Miss Crow Nation.
But that I looked up to, that they had expectations, that they finished high school and just overcame a lot of things.
Anna graduated from Hardin High School this past spring. Now she's bound for Little Bighorn College. She says she wants to become a cardiologist. It's on to the next goal. I'm Olivia Reingold.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
From northern Minnesota, Red Lake Nation Foods is pleased to support this show and share the bounty of the harvests, wild rice products, and wild fruit jams, jellies, and syrups produced by American Indians and available at redlakenationfoods.com.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.